Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Proverbs chapter 6, I'll read verses 6 through 11, kind of a strange little passage, but one that holds a neat thought for today. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou rise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Ants are some of the neatest little creatures God ever made. They're God's vacuum cleaners for the earth. Amazing how dirty and how nasty our world would be if we didn't have ants. They clean up most of the plant and the animals that fall to the ground in death. Every fly and gnat and bug that hits the sidewalk eventually is gone. See, where did it go? It just blew away? No, the ants carried it away for food. They're found in every part of the world. There's not a part of the globe that you could visit that you would not see an ant. Ants are very busy. You never see an ant just taking a day off or resting. They're just not sitting in their recliner with their iced tea or lemonade and watching TV. Ants are always busy. Ants are very strong. They can carry up to 50 times their own body weight. I do not suggest we humans try lifting 50 times our own body weight. But an ant can do so. They work together. Some of the greatest, amazing principles of teamwork and unity are shown by ants. If they find a big food source, you'll see a line of ants going from point A to point B and following one another in line just to get more food. They work together. They can go underground and live through the rain and the snow and the freezing temperatures. They can live through the winter time. And then in the spring, you'll see them right back up as soon as the weather warms up, getting more food. You don't hear an ant cry. You don't hear an ant complain about work. They don't say, well, it's just so hard. They enjoy it when the snow flies. And when the freezing temperatures come, they're warm and snug and have plenty of food. You see, they've decided that their energy that they expend now will keep them going and warm when it gets cold. When the weather's nasty and they can't eat, they have plenty to eat. God tells us to watch the ant and to be wise. Ants don't have to be forced to work. Ants don't need to be told when to work. Let's look at a few things here about the ant today. Number one, the work that an ant does is not just for today. It's for later as well. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs 6:8, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Why are they doing that? Because the day's coming when they're not going to be able to gather, when there is no harvest. You know, if you work hard now, life later will be easier. I'm currently 57 years old. I worked hard as a child and as a teenager. And I work hard as an adult. But because I worked hard as a child and a teenager, it has saved me a lot of work along the way. You know, ants don't live day by day. They don't live paycheck to paycheck. They live today to make life easier when life is hard for everyone else. I don't believe that in America, where we have the land of plenty, that we ought to have people living paycheck to paycheck. We need to be putting some money away. We need to be getting ready for those harder days. In the times of bad economy, when everybody is struggling to make it, we should be thriving. You see, when there's success available, do as much as you can. These are the easiest days of your life. Make it enjoyable and do it. I think that a child should learn that school is their work and it's their job. And it's going to make them a better adult, and it's going to make adult life easier if they'll do well in school. I don't believe every child should go to college. I don't believe that every child is a straight-A student either. But I think that the better they do, and the more they learn, the better things will be later in life. Number two, ants don't need a guide, an overseer, or a ruler. We read in Proverbs 6:6 that very statement. A guide, that's someone to show them where and how to do something. You know, ants figure it out on their own. They don't need told to go 20 more feet up the sidewalk to find food. They'll get there. Ants don't have to have someone hold their hand, and they don't cry to their mommy, 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 or daddy, 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 all the way to the work. No. Ants aren't 30-year-olds living in their parents' basement because they're too lazy to get out and get a job and pay their own way. Ants don't need someone else to check their work. They do it themselves. Ants don't have to have teachers or parents checking to see if their work is done. They don't have to have a boss leaning over their shoulder to make sure they're getting their work done. Ants don't need rulers. In other words, ants don't need someone forcing them to get the work done. Can I tell you something? We live in a society to where people cry and complain if they've got to get some work done. You know, as a child, I've stomped on or messed up many an anthill. Just to go back and find a few hours or a day later, that anthill has been rebuilt. I didn't hear one ant complain. I didn't hear them cry. I didn't hear them groan. Nobody had to tell them that they needed to rebuild that little anthill. No, they just kept on working. They did what they needed to do, and they got the job done. Let me ask you a few questions today. Are there some lessons that we need to learn from the ant? How is it that you're working? How is it that we complain and cry and pitch a fit about getting our work done? Will you enjoy the work now so you can really, really enjoy being an adult or a retiree someday? Will you not have to have somebody holding your hand each step of the way? Maybe we ought to go to the ant, Christian, and consider her ways. And maybe we should realize that we're not to complain about doing things, but that we should enjoy it so that we can enjoy it even more in later days. What an amazing God. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.